Hi, I'm Hannah Sparrow. As a behavior analyst, I'm here to connect the science of behavior to everyday life. Join me as I reveal the secrets of why we do what we do and give you tools for how to change habits. Hi, friends. Today we're going to talk about why you can't go backwards in a relationship behaviorally. So let's think about behavior. You got your A, your B, and your C, and you keep going. You got the cycles, and you're bumping in each other. Well, when you're in a relationship, your cycles of ABCs bump in a lot, and you should be experiencing reinforcement following different behaviors. You're getting each other's, as someone coined it, your bids for attention. You're giving each other attention back and forth. Well, there's another concept behaviorally called behavior momentum. The idea is you do little actions to get to the big actions, right? And if you think of like a truck stuck in the mud, you got your wheels turning and finally it catches, right? It catches and it catches on the rocks or whatnot, and then it moves forward. And then if you're moving forward really fast and you slam on the brakes, like your whole body goes whoosh forward. Your body's still moving. It's wanting to go that way. So let's say you're in a relationship and it starts going bad, right? It's going south. You're not getting what you need and they're not getting what they need. You're not communicating about it. And it's just awkward. I mean, communication is key, right? Like communication is really big. Without communication, what do we have as far as relationships? And you got everyone's different communication styles and all of that. So you have a behavior momentum and your momentum is now going in the wrong way. And then you get to a point and you realize, junk, we got to do something. We got to change. And one person's like, okay, my change is to go back where we were. And the other person's like, no, thank you. I'm not going back there. Here's the thing. Since you're moving in one direction, you can't go back. It's just the way behavior momentum works. You have so much momentum built in this one direction and so many Y factors going in this direction, you can't just literally step on your brakes and go backward. Or when you disappear from one place and end up in another, whatever that's called on like all these star movies, right? Teleporting, whatever it's called. Yes, I am great at labels of things. That's my super secret talent. I remember everything. Just kidding. You know what I'm talking about. So you can't just transport to where you were relationship-wise. You actually have to stop and change direction, and you're going to have to figure out a new momentum. And that new momentum is going to get stuck in the mud at first, just like anytime a momentum starts. You have vehicles that can't go from 0 to 18,000 miles an hour instantly. Like maybe they're making them and I don't know about it. That'd be so cool. But you can't just stop and go backwards. It just physically doesn't work. It's like being in a car line. You can't back up. There's cars behind you. You've already been there. But you have a choice of going straight and keep doing the same thing you have been doing and it being a road that destroys your vehicle of relationship, right? Or you can turn one way or another to rebuild, but it's going to take time. You're going to have to gain that momentum by doing little things to get to the big things again. And it's not even a matter of going backwards. It's you have to renew and rebirth and become a brand new relationship because your momentum needs to start on something else. You have to rebuild trust. And without trust and communication, what are your wheels of your relationship vehicle grabbing onto? And I know some of this, and I haven't had a gazillion relationships. I had one really long and one really short, and both very different, but yet very similar. I learned from them. I'm hoping they got to learn from them because I think different relationships, whether it's a friend relationship or a dating relationship or a marriage or whatever it is, hopefully you realize more about yourself and you can come out better, but you have to figure out the momentum you want. And the momentum, we talk about like, oh, there's red flags. That's telling you what the dirt is underneath the tires, right? What are we grabbing onto and what road is this going to? And it does get bigger and bigger. It's like when, say like on the cartoons, because I haven't seen this in real life, you roll this snowball. It starts super, super tiny and like rolls down the hill and just gets bigger. You can't instantly go back to How do you unroll that snowball? It just doesn't do that. And the behavior momentum is like, it rolled down the hill. Like, it was on the move. You better watch out, people. I always envision those cartoons like this massive thing's coming, right? Like, Roadrunner's always got something coming, right? And the coyote and, like, smashing. Like, you see it coming. You can't stop it. But it's the momentum that's building up. And it works relationship-wise. It works with your vehicle stuck in the mud. Or in the snow. I saw a whole bunch of cars off the road the other day. It was great. I was like, I don't want to be one of you. But hopefully this helps you give more perspective on relationships and behavior and how that connects, because you can't just halt something that is in full motion with all of this force and expect to go backwards. You kind of just have to veer. Like, what do? You just veer to another road and you go another way. Hopefully you can get good momentum in that direction, but you might get stuck in the way because it's a whole new way, because you're turning and like, oh, I'm stuck on this corner. Yeah, it takes work, but it's not impossible. It just depends on what both parties want, and both parties have to want it to move forward to change the behavior. So feel free to send me questions on how you view behavior and relationships and anything else you want talked about. Thanks for listening to Sparrow. Listen again on Mondays and Fridays for more behavior talk. And in the meantime, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. And you can follow me on my socials at Sparrow and HannahSparrow.org. But the most important is I would love to hear your messages, because I want to hear what topics you want talked about.